I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The U.S. Supreme Court has lifted restrictions on immigration-related raids in Los Angeles. It allows law enforcement to again stop and question people based solely on the fact that they are Spanish-speaking or gathered at locations day laborers often congregate. It is a temporary order, so the arguments go on. Let's go through them. So these are the roving raids that critics say ICE bases on stereotypes, pure racial profiling. They argued in court that such detentions without probable cause are unconstitutional. A federal district court ruled in their favor. The Justice Department then took the arguments to the Supreme Court, arguing that the ruling amounted to a straitjacket for law enforcement carrying out the president's mass deportation policy. In the high court, civil liberties advocates accused federal officers of stopping Latinos solely based on the fact that they were speaking Spanish or present at a Home Depot or a car wash. Now, it should be noted that nearly half the population of L.A. is of Hispanic origin, and such broad brush is certainly to sweep up many U.S. citizens and legal immigrants. Well, the Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision, the so-called Trump Court, agreed with the DOJ. The majority offered no explanation. Chief Justice Brett Kavanaugh did write separately, saying it was reasonable to briefly question people who meet multiple common sense criteria, including employment in day labor or construction, and with limited English proficiency. In dissent, Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote in part, "Rather than stand by idly while our constitutional freedoms are lost, we dissent." So where are we? As noted, this blocks the lower court ruling but does not rule out the possibility of further court action. The court often does this if it thinks there may be a different type of argument that can be made. But for now, ICE and federal agents are free to resume their roving sweeps and allow people to be rounded up based on the color of their skin, the language they speak, and where they gather. The DOJ says it's necessary to carry out the president's executive order. Civil rights advocates say it is a travesty and does not represent the humanity the United States has tried to show all people under law, which makes sense.